We continue Hands-On Mac's road to Big Sur, preparing for the next big version of Mac OS next. Hands-On Mac comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. Now, you're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Mac is brought to you by LastPass. Allow your remote workforce the ability to do their best work securely without jumping through hoops. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Hello, everybody. Time for another thrilling, gripping edition of Hands-On Macintosh. This is something I do from time to time on a Macintosh, something you might want to do. We're going to get ready. We're going to start getting ready for Big Sur. And periodically, when there's a new version of Mac OS, I like to start fresh, completely wipe the drive, erase everything, and put on a fresh coat of paint on my Macintosh. I'm not going to do it on all my Macs, but I am going to do it on my iMac Pro, which I've had for a few years now. It really is a good idea every few years to do this. And in the process, the other reason I like to do this, in the process of preparing for Big Sur, I've been going through kind of a thought process about what I want to do. You know, kind of strategizing how I want to organize my drive, how I want to back it up, which apps I have to install, which apps I can leave off this time around, that kind of thing. So this is going to be a series of several Hands-On Mac episodes to walk through that thinking and show you some of the things you might want to do, including, once Big Sur comes out, hardening your Mac to make sure it is as secure as it needs to be. So we're going to cover all of that. And by the way, there will be a blog post to go along with this on my personal website, leo.fm. It's kind of an ongoing post that was going to add features as I do stuff and think about stuff and examples and things I've learned and so forth. So all of that will be available at leo.fm. The post is called The Road to Big Sur, of course. So the first thing I'm thinking about is I'm going to wipe my drive. I want to format it, completely from the ground up using APFS, the Apple file system. You know, I don't think it's ever been done that way. APFS was installed, I think, with Mojave or maybe even earlier, a couple of operating systems ago, in place. It just did it automatically, churn and replace the HFS file system with APFS. So maybe this would be a good time to format the drive, repartition it, put APFS on there, and do it right from scratch. Who knows? Apple may have also, now that Big Sur is out, have changed a few things. So this is going to be part of the process of the Big Sur install. I'm not going to do it until then. But as a preparation, I also want to move my data off of the internal drive on the iMac. My thinking is I don't want the data to be anywhere near the drive that I'm erasing. And I want that clean install to be, you know, completely on an empty drive, not some drive that has a data folder or home folder still lying around. So I want to move everything off, and I'm going to show you how you can do that and some caveats along the way. The first thing to consider is, well, what will this external drive look like? Now, one of the advantages of more modern Macs is because they have Thunderbolt 3 ports, you can buy external drives that are as fast, maybe even faster, than the internal drive in your laptop or your iMac. I went to Otherworld Computing, and I purchased a drive enclosure that is going to be probably the fastest drive in my system. And that's good. That's going to be where all my data is. I'll show you this. I get all my drives and enclosures from Otherworld Computing. They're Mac-focused, which I really like. They're at macsales.com. They have quite a few enclosures. Now, remember, we're not looking for a Type-C enclosure, a USB 3.1 enclosure. Sure, they sell those. We're looking for Thunderbolt 3. These are more expensive. In fact, you might gasp when you see the price. Here's one that's cute that looks just like an old cheese grater Mac. That's the Thunder Bay Flex. I wanted one that could support super fast drives. So I picked this. This is the OWC Express 4M2. And the reason this is so fast is it has four M.2 slots for NVMe SSDs. These are the fastest drives out there. And connected on Thunderbolt, I'm going to get 2.8 gigabytes per second transfer. That makes it a really fast drive, a really good choice for an external drive. Now, of course, budget and capacity was going to affect what you buy, but this is what I decided to buy. And then I decided to put inside it my favorite SSD. These are the Samsung Evo SSDs. Otherworld Computing sells their own, but I just decided I wanted to put Samsung's in there because I have a lot of experience with them. I know they're reliable. So I bought four of these. These are M.2 NVMe Samsung 970 Evo Plus drives. These are really fast SSD drives. Now, I didn't max out my credit card here by buying 2 terabyte drives. If I'd done so, I'd be able to get an 8 terabyte enclosure. I thought 4 was enough for my data drive, so I got 4 single 1 terabyte SSDs. One thing to note about this Otherworld Computing enclosure that was a little bit unhappy about when I first learned of it, it ships with software to turn it into a RAID enclosure. I assumed that it would have DIP switches on the outside, as other Thunderbolt 3 drives of mine do, that allow me to choose RAID 1, RAID 0, RAID 5. It does not. It does it all in software. It doesn't come with any drives in it. So to populate it, I bought 4 Samsung SSDs to put in there. And I was hoping I could run them in a RAID 5 mode so that there'd be some redundancy. If one of the drives died, I could swap it out. But I didn't read the fine print very closely, and I wish I had, because this Otherworld Computing enclosure doesn't have hardware RAID. It relies on soft RAID, which is a software RAID, and it doesn't even include the full version of soft RAID. It includes a light version, which only allows me to do RAID 0 and RAID 1. That wasn't very satisfactory. I decided not to spend the extra couple of $100 to get the full soft RAID and give it a full RAID 5 enclosure. I decided to use what my friend Alex Lindsay calls scary RAID, which is RAID 0. In other words, take those 4 individual drives and make them appear to the Mac as a single 4 terabyte drive. Now, that's scary because if any of the individual drives fails, the whole array fails, you're dead in the water. There's no way to recover it. But, and you'll see as we go along with this, I'm going to have a very good backup strategy. I'm not going to be relying on this drive not failing. I'm going to assume it's going to fail at some point. So I'm going to get maximized speed and capacity by using RAID 0 on this drive. The good news is I don't have to use a third-party program at all. I didn't consider that very desirable. It means I wouldn't be able to access my data drive once I wiped the hard drive and installed Big Sur until I downloaded and installed the driver. Fortunately, Apple, in its disk utility, does support Apple RAID, which is RAID 0 or RAID 1. And so that's what I ended up doing, is formatting the drive using the Apple disk utility and choosing to format it as a RAID drive. So that's built in. That's nice because it means the operating system is going to recognize it out of the box. I don't have to install any special driver software. Otherworld Computing says, oh, but soft RAID is faster than Apple RAID. You should use it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to use a third-party kernel extension on my brand new install. So that's one negative about that enclosure. I've got now my data enclosure. The next step is to take the data off of my internal hard drive and move it to the data enclosure. Now, to do that, I want to talk a little bit about how Apple and all other Unix systems store your data. They have, they're designed to be multi-user systems, and so they divide the hard drive into directories. Let's go to the main hard drive and take a look at what we've got. You'll see it on the internal hard drive on the iMac, which I call Leoville. It'll be called Macintosh hard drive otherwise, unless you've renamed it. There's my applications. There's the library, which is common to all users. There's the system folder. This is going to be obviously new when I put Big Sur on here. And then there's the users. These are users that you've created using the users and groups system preference pane. And the one with the little home is the one I'm currently logged into. This is my folder, my home folder, the Leo folder. I will want to copy any of these folders that I want to preserve on my new install over to the external drive. I could just copy the users folder, but don't do a drag and drop because there are stuff in these folders that is hidden, that is invisible, that you need. For instance, in your home folder, there's a library folder, but you don't see it, do you? That's the one, and we've showed you this before, that when you press the go menu, you press the option key, oh, and suddenly it appears. That's Apple does that as a kind of mild security check to prevent you from actually modifying your library folder. This is critical. This hidden folder is really important. You want it because it has all your settings. It has all your extensions, everything you've installed. This is maybe one of the most important folders inside your home folder. So you're going to want to get your home folder, but you're going to get more than you could just drag. So you're going to use a tool or a utility that will copy bit for bit the home folder. I use Super Duper Carbon Copy Cloner would do that. You can do it from the command line with a command called rsync. It's actually an excellent tool to know about. All Macs come with it, although if you use Brew, we've talked about this before, you might want to update rsync to make sure you have the latest version. But rsync will do a very, very effective verified copy of every bit on that home drive, and that's what you want. So maybe we'll do a whole show on rsync at some point because there's lots of great things you can do with rsync. It's also especially designed to be efficient when you're doing it over the internet. It only copies changes to files, but you're going to want to do a verified rsync or carbon copy cloner or super duper to get your home folder over onto that external drive, that new external drive. Now we have two copies of our home folder. And again, you might want to copy the whole users folder. That's up to you. We have two copies of our home folder. We have one internally and one externally. This is the important part. Eventually, you're going to erase the internal one. But before you do that, you need to tell the Macintosh where your data file is. And before you do that, you're going to want to make sure that you have a ghost user or administrative user that has its home directory on the internal drive. If for any reason your external data drive gets disconnected, the computer won't boot. You won't be able to log into any user that doesn't have their home directory on the internal drive. So it's very important to always have at least one user, and preferably one that you don't use so it doesn't get messed up, on your internal drive at all times. I'm going to show you what I've done. This is my users and group control panel. This is where you do all of this. And you can see Rich DeMuro, because he occasionally uses computer, has an account. Guest user has an account. But I also have an account called Brew that's an administrator account. That we're going to keep. Or I traditionally, when I set up a Macintosh, I'll do this when I install Big Sur and wipe the drive. I always install a ghost. I call it ghost user. That's a user that it's an admin user that I never use. It's always there in case something happens to my home account. It's a great diagnostic tool. I've recommended it many times in the past because if something's going on with your system, if you log out of your account and log into your unused administrator account and it doesn't happen, now that you know, you've localized the problem to your own home account. In order to make the changes we're going to make, I need to log in as administrator because this is a big administrative thing. Now I can see all the accounts I have. But this is the key. This is the key. We are going to now modify this home folder. Now, this isn't something that's in the regular entries. You have to right-click or command-click on the home on the name of the user that you're going to move and go to advanced options. This is good to know about, and watch the note the warning, changing these settings could damage this account, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to be very careful messing around with these advanced options. You could change your user ID, what group you're in, your account name, your full name, your shell. But this is the one that we're going to change, is the home directory. Now, this is a risky thing to do, so make sure you've got a backup. Again, make sure you have a user account that's on the internal hard drive. But at this point, we can choose any drive, including external drives, and put our user account on that drive. There's one even on the network that I could use. I could, for instance, say that this directory is my home directory. Now, I'm not recommending that you use a network drive. You're going to want to use that fast external drive that you set up and installed, and you're going to want to move your home directory to that. So the steps are, and do these in order, it's very important. Create a administrator account on your internal drive that you can always go back to and boot up into if something goes wrong. Back up all your data so that you don't lose anything. That's also really, really important. Now, of course, you're going to install and format and prepare an external drive with enough capacity to hold all your home directory. That usually means at least as big as the internal drive on your MacBook or iMac. Then, very carefully, and make sure you do this, you want to do a full copy of everything that's in the home directory on the Macintosh, on the internal drive, to the external drive. And you especially want to get all the hidden files and all the library files. You want a complete copy, a clone, in effect, of that home directory on the internal drive. Now you've got two, one internally and one externally. Before you erase the internal drive, this is very important, you can go to the settings here, modify the location of your home directory. It's completely legal for it to be on an external drive. You're going to do that, and then you're going to restart your computer and log in as usual. If everything goes right, it'll seem exactly the same. Your documents folder, your music folder, your pictures folder, all of that will be there. You can launch your applications. It'll remember the settings. Your bookmarks and passwords will all be saved because we've made an exact clone. We've moved it over. Verify that, in fact, you're using the external drive. Maybe modify a file on the external drive and see if it shows up that way. And then, and only then, you can eliminate your internal drive. Home directory. Since we're going to be installing Big Sur and wiping that internal drive, I'm not going to touch my home directory for the time being. I'm going to leave it there in case there's some error or I'm missing something, and I'm going to use it, I hope, for a little while just to make sure everything's working properly. I'm going to use that external drive. Once you feel confident, then it's time and you can wipe that drive and install Big Sur. Remember, when you create Big Sur, you're going to go back again and create a ghost account, a ghost administrator account. Because again, if you get disconnected, you can even try this, disconnect your external drive with your home directory on it and then try and log into your account, the Mac will fail. It'll freeze because it says, I can't find my data directory. So that's why you always have to have at least one account that is homed on the internal drive so you can always log into your Mac and fix any problems you might have. All right, that's step one, and it's a big step because we've made an exact duplicate copy of our internal drive to our external drive. But that means when Big Sur arrives, I can now erase the entire drive, reformat it with APFS. I like to use it encrypted with File Vault. In fact, you might want to encrypt your new data drive as well with File Vault because, after all your data is now on that external drive, even easier to steal if somebody breaks into your house. Hey, I got his data. I got the home directory. So you want to make sure you use File Vault to encrypt that. I will be ready to move to Big Sur, and I can erase everything, start completely fresh without worrying that my data is going to be modified in any way because that's on an external drive where it's safe, completely separate from the main operating system. All right, that's step one on the road to Big Sur. There are a few other things we're going to want to do before we install Big Sur, and we'll cover that in future episodes. Things like making a list of all the installed applications, choosing which ones we want to reinstall, making sure we have the capability to do that, making sure we have a good backup strategy. Now, I really need a good backup strategy because I'm using ScaryRAID on this external drive. I have to make sure I have regular, daily, or even better, continuous backups. And in fact, I do that. I have one on a Time Machine, which is continuous, and I have an external drive that I back up to every night with ChronoSync. And finally, I have a network-attached storage drive. It's backing up to that, and that's getting synced to the cloud. So I actually have multiple copies of everything on that home directory. That's really important. So we'll talk about deciding on how what your backup strategy is, too, because that's going to be a big part of your decision and your move to the road to Big Sur. Okay, that was a lot. Again, Black Diamond tip, be very careful. But it's nice to know you can put your home directory on a different drive if you want to do that. And I think for kind of, especially for installing a new operating system, but for just data hygiene in general, it's kind of nice to have that be on a drive that is nowhere near where the operating system and applications are. And frankly, because with Thunderbolt 3, we can have external drives that are as fast or even faster than our internal drives. That's nice, too. This episode of Hands on Mac is brought to you by LastPass. LastPass surveyed 700 IT and security professionals across a range of industries. Almost all of them, 82%, said their business had been exposed to a risk due to poor identity and access management. Well, thank goodness LastPass can help you manage identities and promote good security behaviors while your employees are remote. LastPass gives employees their own vault for storing every app and web login they use. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. That is it for Hands on Macintosh for this Friday. I hope you enjoyed the show. Any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, leo@twit.tv, and I will see you back here next Friday as we continue on the road to Big Sur. Who knows? Maybe Big Sur will be out by next Friday. How exciting.
One more twit? Well, check out Hands on iOS, twit.tv/HOI, where I teach you all about iPhones, iPads, AirPods, Apple Watches, and so much more. If you want to get the most out of your device, then you got to check out Hands on iOS, twit.tv/HOI.